I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. As we're approaching Hanukkah, someone asked me about whether there would be any problem, any reason why he shouldn't use one of those congealed olive oils, the solidified olive oils, in order to use to light his menorah. Now, those things are pre-prepared, and if someone's interested in working on preparing for the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candle, there wouldn't be much to prepare there, and there's a lot to talk about preparing to do mitzvahs. But aside from that sort of side consideration, I'd like to quickly analyze what would be the hierarchy about the type of candles to use, the type of fuel to use for the Hanukkah menorah. So the Gemara in Shabbos, which we learned a long time ago, basically clearly says explicitly that olive oil is the ideal. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Hilchas Hanukkah, it's in Tafresh Ayin Gimel, Kol HaShmanim V'Apsilus K'sherem L'Chanukah, all the different oils, all the different wicks are kosher to use for the Chanukah menorah. V'Afal Pi She'ein HaShmanim N'Mishachim R'Apsilus V'Ein HaNisli Yafa B'Os HaPsilus, even though for Shabbos there may be problems, when it comes to Chanukah, all different wicks and oils are okay. Comments the Ramah, Umiyu, however, Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, it's best to use olive oil. Why? So if you look in the Gemara, it seems the reason is because it's the most beautiful candles, the most beautiful fire. It gives off the nicest light. The Rama continues, what if someone doesn't have olive oil? Vim ein shemen zayis matzu, what if someone doesn't have olive oil? Mitzvah b'sharam sh'arim zach v'nokyu, should have a clear and pure fire. V'nohagim v'medinas elu, in the practice in our countries are lahadlik b'nerish sil shava. We use wax. That's very common, very prevalent. People use wax candles. However, comments the Mishnah Berura, even though the Ramah seems to say that it would be equally okay to use wax as an alternative to olive oil, still olive oil is best because that was the type of fuel that we got, where the nace happened, the miracle of Hanukkah was with oil. Therefore, it's really best to recreate that miracle and use olive oil in our menorah. It's interesting, in today's daf, Pesachim daf tezayin, the Gemara tells us that mashkevei mitbechaya dachin, that apparently liquids in the Beis HaMikdash don't become tamei, and therefore many of the Mepharshim ask, what was the whole Nes Chanukah all about? That the liquid, that the oils became tamei, we had nothing, we had to, one little jug was tahar and was able to last for 8 nights, but it didn't become tamei in the first place, according to our Gemara. So it's a discussion, and perhaps you heard this discussed in one of your Daf Yomi Shirim, and I'm not going to address this question. But ultimately, it's clear that we're trying to recreate, that Rishonim point out, we're trying to recreate the miracle of the Nes Pach Shemen, the oil that lasted for 8 nights. In order to commemorate that miracle, we want to light with olive oil specifically. And therefore, when it comes to this congealed oil, the solidified oil, it's actually a very interesting debate among the contemporary poskim whether that would be a sufficient reenactment, recreation of the miracle, in the sense that would this solidified oil be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash. It's beyond the scope of our conversation, but it's really an interesting machlokas. Rav Vosner and many achronim, it seems that most poskim assume that it's not a problem, that it's sufficient, especially we're only talking about a hiddur on a hiddur, trying to be the ideal, the best. Rav Vosner held that it was good enough. Others of Asher Weiss I saw quoted in his name, and Rav Sternbach write that perhaps it wouldn't be as mahudr as can be. Interesting discussion, and I hope everyone is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah to the best of their ability.